Welcome to the Part-Time Money Podcast, episode 19, Making Extra Money as a Freelance Event Marketer. I'm your host, Philip Taylor, creator of PT Money Personal Finance. The Part-Time Money Podcast is designed to help you discover new and interesting ways to make extra money and to learn the ins and outs of those money-making methods. Not from me, but from the people who are actually doing the work. Along the way, hopefully you can pick up a few entrepreneurial skills to help you in whatever money-making pursuit you take on. All right, today I'm here with Mr. Philip Hines, and Philip is a college student, and he recently wrote a book on, you can get on Amazon with your Kindle. It's called How I Make $20 an Hour Going to the Beach, Concerts, Festivals, and Professional Sporting Events, and How You Can Too. So Philip's going to tell us all about the freelance event marketing industry. Philip, welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
What motivated you to start making some part-time money?
Well, I really just needed money at the time. I mean, I was 19. I had was in college and had about $10,000 in student loans I had to pay off. So I wanted to pay it off quickly. And I started searching for different jobs on Craigslist, actually. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of fell into it that way.
So how did you get in $10,000 worth of student loan debt already at 19? Is that how expensive college is these days?
Yeah. I mean, it was about a year and a half, 2 years of school. So, yeah.
Okay. And so you decided instead of waiting till you got done with school to start paying it off, you decided to start attacking it before you got out of school?
Yeah, I had a semester where I was doing my school and I just did a lot of reading, started learning about personal finance and compound interest, and it was really starting to bug me that my student loans were going to be a lot harder to pay off because some of the interest was compounding because I had private loans. I really wanted to tackle that and then actually open up a Roth IRA by the end of the summer. So that's why.
Wow, that's awesome. I was never as motivated in college. So kudos to you for that. So that's sort of your motivation, I guess, for getting into this. So you mentioned you found this job on Craigslist. So talk to me a little bit more about that process of finding this opportunity.
I did. There's Craigslist. A lot of people, Craigslist has lots of stuff for sale. And there's lots of jobs, but a lot kind of weary of it because of scams and things of that nature. But there's a section on Craigslist under, if you go to the gigs section, and there's an event section, and that's where big companies worldwide, national companies, they put up job listings for part-time event marketing jobs. And most of the jobs are $15, $20, even go up to $30 per hour, just promoting big brands at big festivals on the weekends. So that's where I found it.
So did you look in – you're in Virginia, right?
Yeah, I'm in the Virginia Beach area.
So did you look at your local Craigslist, or was there a way to look at more of a U.S.-wide Craigslist version or –
You're right. There's two. I started out just looking at the local Craigslist. Mm-hmm. I open up in the first chapter of my book, I talk about how I got my first job. And basically what it was it said looking for promotional models, to work at in front of a Home Depot, for 6 hours, sampling a major brand. And so I got the job, with no experience, thankfully. And what I did was I handed out samples of full Coca-Cola Full Throttle for 6 hours, and I made $15 an hour.
Nice.
And it was a weekday event. You got to be flexible, but that's kind of how it started. There is a website called eventspeak.com. That's a national just job website specifically for event marketing, and there's also forums and stuff that's really informative for people looking to do this kind of work.
Right. Awesome. And how do you search Craigslist nationwide? I'm not sure I know how to do that. Do you know how to do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that
I
never
mean,
that never came up in your searching.
no, I just do the jobs that are local, and then, you know, but a lot of times it's like anything. Once you get in with a company, I mean, they have more work, and then you just kind of go from there.
Is there something special about the Virginia Beach area that has a lot of these type of gigs, or you think there are a lot of them nationwide?
They're all over the place.
Okay.
They're, I mean, these the cool part about these jobs is most of the time you've probably seen people working in these jobs. You just didn't really think about how they got them. Virginia Beach, it's pretty busy in the summertime, but you know it gets cold here in the winter. There's a lot of the, you can do full-time work with this type of stuff throughout the year if you're in big cities like New York, Chicago, LA. So no, it's nationwide, even in rural areas. There's a lot of companies that do in-store demos. Right now I'm doing an in-store demo for SodaStream. It's a homemaking soda machine, and that's a national program going on right now. So
okay.
There's opportunities in every state.
Okay. So what kind of person are they looking for? I mean, you're a young, you know, college student. Is that typically who they're going after? What you called it? You called it kind of a promotional model job. So do you have to have model looks or?
No, that's, it's called promotional models. And I think that's because sometimes it blends in with, sometimes we work with like modeling agents, like we work with other models. No, you know, you just gotta be energetic. They don't really tell you this, but you have to be okay looking most of the time, you know, and you have to be in okay shape. But as long as you're friendly, you're energetic, you can get the job. I mean, the age, most people are ages like 18 to 30 to 35. That's in my experience. I've never really worked with anyone much older than 35 unless they're like a manager. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. And talk a little bit about the schedule that's required for most of these opportunities, maybe how long they last and when they typically are. That way, you know, we can kind of guide the listener to, you know, if this is something that, you know, they could work on. So maybe just, you know, how long the opportunities are and where they're actually located.
Yeah, that's one reason these jobs are ideal for college students, because most of the gigs are on the weekends. So it kind of keeps you out of trouble, and then you're working the entire weekend. Most of the jobs are on the weekends. You know, like for where I am in Virginia, the summertime is the busy month, busy time. So that's when the events are. And, you know, most of the events are at festivals. I work a lot of festivals, and it's a weekend festival. And so it might be like 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. to, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So a lot of times they're long events. You got to be able to stand on your feet and deal with thousands of consumers every day. But most of the time it's on the weekends.
And is it typically about $15 an hour is what the pay is?
Yeah, $15 an hour is on the low end. I mean, that's what the average is, about 20. And it depends on this, you know, if you're in New York City, you can expect to get maybe 25 or 30.
Wow.
In Virginia, you know, 15 to 20. But like right now I got a you know, I'm applying for a job and it's $23 per hour. It's at a marathon at the ocean, Virginia Beach Oceanfront. You know, but other jobs I work, I get like $18 an hour. It's around 20. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, if you, the industry rate is around 15 to 25. So I average out to 20. I mean, if you really shouldn't take less than 15 because, I'd say they're, you know, maybe taking advantage of you. So.
Gotcha. Good stuff. So you mentioned one website earlier, EventSpeak. Where, how'd you find out about this marathon job? And maybe give us some other websites that people can go to find these types of gigs.
Okay. Well, the job that, you know, the marathon, it's just, it's called the Rock and Roll Marathon. It's every year in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the job posted on Craigslist about a week ago.
Okay.
So I popped on there and I just replied to it. And then, you know, they've gotten back with me and I have an interview with them Thursday, I believe. EventSpeak is the main one. I mean, and beyond that, you know, just look at your local Craigslist. So like if, you know, if you're in Washington, D.C., look at the Washington, D.C. Craigslist, because that's a lot of the job postings are on there. I mean, EventSpeak is good, but it doesn't, you know, reach everywhere.
Right.
I haven't found many jobs off it in my area, but I found a couple, I think. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you stay away from maybe the companies that are not as reputable, or and have you run into any of those situations where you work for somebody and they end up not paying you or something like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, the first job I did, the very first one that got me kickstarted, they were kind of an issue, and it was my first job, so I didn't really know. They took like 6 or 7 weeks to pay me, and anytime I called a couple of times, they said, "Well, we ran out of checks, so we're not gonna be able to pay you for another week."
Wow, what an excuse!
that was pretty wild. I was like, okay. But I've never, that was the only company. I mean, most companies are pretty good. Check the website. That's kind of a way to do a little background check. Mm-hmm. Even if they have a website, that doesn't mean, they're going to pay you on time. But just search for them on Google, mm-hmm. and then just call them. I mean, most of the time, I've never really had a problem. I've always gotten paid, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, most of the time, I'm sure these marketing companies are waiting for a check from for instance, in your first gig, they're waiting on money from Home Depot to get to them, and then they could pay you, right? So there probably is a natural delay.
Yeah. Some companies, they'll tell you that. They'll say, we can't, we're waiting to get paid by, our client, and then mm-hmm. we'll pay you. But in the case with that, I was actually working for a promo company, and our client was Coca-Cola. We just happened to be working at an event at Home Depot, so
I see.
Coca-Cola was probably the client at that point. So but most, as far as the pay goes, this is what you can expect. It's expect to get paid about 3 weeks after you work.
Okay.
3 to 4 weeks. No longer than 4 weeks, but about 3 to 4 weeks. You're not going to get paid every 2 weeks because you're not on the payroll most of the time.
All right. So how you mentioned you apply on Craigslist, so you've probably gotten pretty good at knowing what they're looking for when you hit reply and apply for these jobs. So maybe give us some advice for someone, applying for one of these event marketing gigs for the first time. What should they put in that reply to email?
Sure. I have a whole section in my book about that.
Okay.
Simply, basically, I give an email that I use, a generic template. Of course, I tailor it to each job and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that, that same format pretty much has gotten me plenty of jobs, over thousands of dollars. But pretty much you want to be to the point. Don't be too long. Tell them why you're going to be good at the job. You can list your experience, but you really need to just, if the job is, for example, I applied for the marathon job, they're looking for people that are best suited for that environment with runners and that thing. So just sell yourself well. But a big point, and this is specific to event marketing jobs, is most of the time they want you to send in a headshot, and they'll say a promotional resume. If you never worked, then you don't have a promotional resume, but once you get a few jobs, just have a separate resume, and you just kind of list the clients that you worked for. But you do need to have a headshot, because that's another reason they call it promotional mileage. They look at your face. So,
right.
Yeah.
So where would you suggest someone get a headshot?
You don't have to get a professional one. You just do it yourself.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, don't send in a picture. A crazy Facebook profile picture, but
right.
just a regular picture. That's it. That's gotcha. All I have.
Okay, so. Cool. And in terms of kind of taking it to the next level, I mean, it sounds like anyone can really jump on Craigslist and maybe find one of these jobs any odd weekend. But it sounds like you've really sort of stepped up to the next level and really made this a concerted effort to really bring in a lot of money over the past few months or a year or whatever. So maybe talk about how to do that, how to take it to more where you're doing this on a routine basis.
Okay. Well, number one, there's lots of different things. I'd say the biggest one is Man, well, the biggest one is you just, when you get the job, just do well. So when you get the opportunity, just do as best as you can. Because you might not think, but your managers and the hiring, the recruiters, they talk to each other. So when you get the job, do well, and you'll probably get more work. Secondly, a lot of it's timeliness. It's when people put ads up on the internet and on Craigslist, there's like rapid response. So in many cases, it's almost like first come, first serve. So if you see a job posting, apply with it in a few hours if you can, because there's a good chance that if you don't, you're probably not going to get it. In my experience, just because I've worked with some people that they just started working and then they got a job over someone I've known who's been working for 2.5 years. And it was all because that person applied first. So
Gotcha.
you just have to be quick on it, but when you're doing the job, do as well as you can. And that's really the main thing.
So maybe set up some type of a Google alert system or a Craigslist alert system where maybe you're notified when the new job's kind of. I'm sure you can tie. There's some technical way to do that. I don't know if you do any of that particular, or you just go to Craigslist every day and check.
You're right. No, I don't have. I'm sure there is some way you can do an alert. I just pretty. Yeah, I mean, I pretty much. I guess I check every day. I mean, it's kind of second nature to me. I mean, if I know I have something going on for the next couple weeks, there's really no point in me checking. But yeah, I mean, I guess I do check it pretty frequently, and I know that some of my friends that are, I should say, coworker people that I work with. I mean, they do the same thing. So. Yeah, you just got to be quick with it. That's it.
So how much have you made doing it over the past year?
Well, this past year, I haven't done as much as I have done in the past couple years.
Okay.
I mean, this year, because I've been extra busy with school trying to take some summer classes and graduate, this year I maybe, total, maybe made, I don't know, like $1,200 to $1,500
Okay.
just part time. And that's. I also do photography, so that's kind of in addition to that and some
So,
other stuff.
for I think you said you took a semester off to do this for a while.
I did, yeah. I don't really talk about this in my. I mentioned a quick thing about tours. This is something that it's kind of like the mecca of event marketing. I took a semester off. I had a really good opportunity to do a national tour. Our client was Dell, and it was called the Dell Intel Extreme Gaming Tour. We traveled the country. Each weekend, we would go to a different city, and we'd set up this big display of like 25 to 30 computers, and we would just let consumers test out the products. So we went, like I said, I was in Texas. I went to a football game at the University of Texas. We went to Anaheim conventions, all the way up to Seattle. So, yeah, it was a 2 month gig, and it was really fun. I mean, I got to see like the whole West Coast. Everything was paid for, and then I made pretty good money too. So it was great. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's good stuff. So, what made you want to write a book about
To make some more money.
it?
But my uncle is I have an uncle, his name is George Beam. He's been a writer for like 30 years, way before ebooks and that sort of thing. But he's keeping up with things, and he encouraged me to start doing some ebooks. And I was like, well, if there's something that I can write about, then I guess I will. So I thought this was a good topic. As far as I know, these sorts of jobs just they're advertised on Craigslist, but I don't know. No one really knows about these jobs. I've had a lot of friends. That's another reason I wrote the book. I had a lot of friends. They say, "How do you get these jobs? Where do you get these obscure jobs, and how do they pay so well?" So just kind of naturally, people asking me questions. My uncle was kind of like, "Hey, why don't you go ahead and try this out?" So I was like, "Okay, I'll do it."
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I mean, anytime you can help people, you actually teach them how to, do something for themselves and make a little money doing it, and you've actually had the experience yourself,
Yeah.
it's going to be something that's rewarding. It's probably very easy to write the book and enjoyable, and you'll probably do real well with it. So, and people can find it on Amazon.com. And what? How do they? I obviously have a link to it in the blog post along with this podcast. But how do people find your book?
Yeah, it's just on Amazon.com. The title's kind of long, but you can just type in my name, Philip Hines, with Philip with two L's, and just like type in marketing or something, and it'll come up. Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's actually also on Barnes & Noble for the Nook, so you can get it on there as well.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you being on with me. Any other tips or advice for anyone maybe looking to get into this industry?
Yeah, definitely. Number one, I include a resources section in the back of my book. And the whole, like you were talking about, the purpose of the book is to help people. The book is designed, if you get it, you should be able to find a job, just because I list about four or five different staffing companies, all of which I've either worked with or I know people who have worked with them. And I'll just tell one, I'll say one of them now. It's Fusion Event Staffing. It's a big company. I think they're based in Georgia. I've been working with them for 3 years. The jobs that I do, they pay $18 an hour. And they have their own sort of job portal on their website. So what you need to do is you go to fusiongateway.com, and then you create a profile, and then you're automatically in the system, and then you can start applying for jobs. So I think that's an important point. There are lots of opportunities right now. A lot of people just don't know about them. You just have to kind of look in the right places.
Awesome. Awesome, Philip. Well, this is good info. I appreciate you being on again, and I definitely encourage everyone who's interested in this to click through and check out Philip's book. And, yeah, talk to you later, Philip. Thanks a lot. That does it for this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening. You can find more episodes at ptmoney.com or on iTunes under the Part-Time Money Podcast. See you guys next week.